Utah Senator Mike Lee has been making the rounds on conservative radio and television shows, saying that he is part of an effort to shut down the government in October if money to implement the health care law known as the Affordable Care Act is included in a continuing resolution to keep the government funded. In an interview on Fox and Friends, he said there are currently 13 or 14 Republicans in the Senate that will vote with him, and he expects more to sign on this week.
If Republicans in both houses simply refuse to vote for any continuing resolution that contains further funding for further enforcement of Obamacare, we can stop it. We can stop the individual mandate from going into effect.
Lee says there is a parallel effort happening in the House. Jason Stevenson with the Utah Health Policy Project, a nonpartisan group advocating for health care for everyone, says the debate has gone on for many years now, and it's time to move on.
It's already been voted on. We've had an election about it, pretty much, and the Supreme Court has weighed in. So this is kind of unprecedented in terms of what he's trying to do over this law.
Republicans recently restarted their efforts to block the law after the Obama administration delayed a provision that would have required large employers to provide insurance or face a fine. Companies had complained that the reporting requirement was too long and complicated for them to comply in time. Lee and others say it's unfair for the employer mandate to be delayed, but not the individual mandate, which requires that everyone purchase insurance. In response, Stevenson says the individual mandate is a critical component of the law and one that keeps the cost of insurance lower for everyone.
There was a study that came out a year ago that said that anybody who has insurance is paying about $1,000 extra per family policy just to cover those uninsured folks. And, of course, the federal government, you know, pays a lot of money to hospitals to cover those folks as well, those that can't pay their bills. So by getting more people into coverage, more people will be able to pay their bills. They're not going to face financial bankruptcy or distress based on a medical emergency, and it's going to help the system be more sustainable. So, in fact, I think the individual mandate is going to bring premiums down.
Stevenson says the employer mandate is not as critical and that it was delayed until 2015 so that employers can better comply with the law.
Again, it's going to have a pretty small impact on the Affordable Care Act. It's just a couple percent of employers who are actually affected by that.
Lee says the goal is to also stop funding for the exchanges, which will be online marketplaces where individuals and companies can shop for insurance. Lee says blocking funding for further implementation of the law now will prevent increases in premiums and stop people from losing their current insurance. Stevenson disagrees and says if legislators were able to block funding for the exchanges, it would prevent an estimated 200,000 people in Utah from getting tax subsidies to make insurance affordable.
So these would be people who make between 100% of poverty and 400% of poverty, which is actually a big segment of our population. You know, for a family of four, a family of four can make up to $92,000 a year and still qualify for these tax credits to help make insurance affordable on the Utah marketplace.
The health insurance exchanges are expected to be open for business on October 1st, and coverage will begin on January 1st of next year. One thing is clear, October promises to be an interesting month. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.